Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
You know, I don't know if anybody's paying attention to what's going on in Venezuela right now.
Well, there may be a few.
I am. Normally, I don't follow Venezuela closely. But Maduro, the dictator of Venezuela,
yes,
has been following us, specifically American Democrats. Everything they do to Trump, because he's in a, there's a woman trying to run against him right now. She's very popular, right? So it's almost the same situation here, except that's a dictatorship. Then again, maybe this is too. I don't know. But what you have, the Venezuelan dictator, Nicolas Maduro, is copying everything the Democrats do. It's eerie. I've done a podcast on this. I think I'm the only one who's noticed. I started noticing, I'm like, oh my gosh, whatever the Democrats do here, he does. For instance, remember when they were trying to strip him off the ballot? Those cases? They went all the way up to the Supreme Court. He did the same thing. He had a court declare his very popular opponent illegitimate and strip her off the ballot, right, just like the Democrats did here with Trump. When they do something, he does something. That's what they do. So his next step is identical to what you're seeing Trump go through now. He has now had a court level charges against his opponent, just like Trump. So here's what she did. She's running. She's in another party, and they held a primary, even though he sent what are called colectivos to beat up the voters. Colectivos are very similar to the street thugs that you see Democrats using right now at the colleges. They get violent. They get in your face. They intimidate you. But they don't have badges. They're not from a police agency. They're mean, and they will knock you down. And then the excuse from the party is, oh, well, we don't know anything about them. They're just criminals. Sorry, I don't know anything about them. Just violent gangs. Sorry, they must just be really mad that you're voting. Maybe you shouldn't vote. So he's sucked everything on her he could. He's literally conducting a summer of love with the violent gangs that are being sent out with the deniability. Oh, no, they're not part of our party. And here's the eeriest part, okay? It's as if he's counting how many members of the original Trump campaign got him elected. And every time the Democrats put one of them in prison, he puts one of his opponent's campaign staff in prison. There were 8 original people who got Trump elected in 2016, okay? 8 of them. There's a fundraiser, campaign manager, Bannon, financial advisor for Navarro, was very much a financial, but also a strategic advisor, very much like Bannon. That was the brain trust. There were 8 of them. Do you realize every one of them is now a convicted felon? Mm-hmm. 100%. Those odds, that math doesn't work, Lee. It doesn't work. And we watched Steve Bannon lose his final appeal this week to stay out of federal prison. So 8 of them, everyone is a convicted felon now, from Manafort to Bannon, okay? Well, Maduro has now convicted or charged the 8 leading members of the campaign of the popular opponent against him. She's very popular. Eight and eight. He's even using the same charges the Democrats are here. And I know why he's doing this, so that if the U.S. condemns him on civil rights grounds, which we have a history going back decades of doing with Venezuelan dictators, he can just point and say, look, I'm doing the same thing you are. So when you have the dictator Venezuela following the lead of American Democrats in lawfare, what does that tell you?
Well, nothing good.
It's nothing good. If you watch what he has done to persecute this woman who is trying to run against him, it is identical to what America's Democrats have done to Trump. And so, you know, normally I would expect the Democrats to follow the dictator of Venezuela, but yes. I mean, it's just, right? But it's going the other way now.
Exactly. I mean, yes.
This is the absurdity we live with.
Yeah.
So pay attention to that, to what Maduro's doing. It's eerie, the parallels. It's almost as if he's going, well, okay, if they get to indict and convict the top eight campaign staff, then I do too. I do too.
So much for that shining city on the hill we used to be.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, turnabout's fair play, since the Democrats have are trying right now very much to follow Venezuela's energy policy. That has led to people eating zoo animals.
I guess they're going dark Brandon on us.
Right? They're going dark Brandon on us right now. Okay, so expect headlines similar to this soon from Venezuela, where they make up the crime. Poor Jonathan Turley, liberal law professor, voted for Hillary Clinton, doesn't like Trump, but is appalled at what he's seeing in the courtroom. Was baffled yesterday. He's never seen this before. When the case against Trump, at least. The prosecution's part of it. He said, look, I can't. They're going to close the prosecution part of it without ever delineating a crime. Nobody's ever seen this before. I said maybe in Venezuela, but nobody's ever seen this before. Take a listen to Turley lose his mind yesterday on Fox News.
What I think was the most amazing thing today is that the prosecutor said that they will close their case after Cohen's testimony is done. There's only one problem. Nobody has established the elements of any crime. The government has not even stated or explained why listing these payments as legal expenses is not correct. They haven't put on any material evidence to support those elements. Most judges would be insulted for prosecutors to say, well, that's a wrap.
You got to put on your case, buddy, before you wrap? No, okay.
I got to tell you, Tara, the thing that amazed me the most yesterday, you know, several Republicans now are showing up at the courthouse.
Yes.
in support of the president, something I know that you have been complaining about for a long time.
I started that online, and a lot of other people picked it up, and that's why they're there.
Yes. But they are showing up now.
Yes.
And then you hear on one of the liberal networks, there was some pundit who was talking about how shameful it is for elected Republicans to be supporting a president because of a sexual encounter with a porn star. And I'm thinking, okay, this is coming from the party that brought us Bill Clinton, Gary Hart, John F. Kennedy, Ted Kennedy. Shall we go on about the long list? And listen, they are not there supporting, which was obviously a character flaw and a moral and ethical sin of the president. If he, in fact, did this particular act that they're talking about with Stormy Daniels, he still denies it. She's denied it previously, but now says it did happen, and Democrats are going for it. But it is just the height of hypocrisy, once again, from liberal Democrats to complain about Republicans standing up for a man on an issue of moral turpitude when they themselves are the poster child for that.
Their president showered with his daughter.
I didn't even get to that.
And she says that's must be why she has sexual addiction problems. She said that from the halfway house she was staying in, that after she got out of rehab for sex addiction. Again, by the way, we learned this week, Snopes lies, the fact checkers lie. They said it wasn't Ashley Biden's diary, or they said neutral. They didn't know. Kind of like the Hunter Biden laptop, pretending they didn't know when they knew. They had to reverse their fact check today, this week.
Yeah.
Because she came out and admitted it was her diary. Well, the implications of that are staggering. You mean to tell me if Trump's daughter said, I've been in and out of sex addiction rehab because of the inappropriate showers my dad took with me. You think they'd not cover that? I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they got nothing right now. They had to quietly change the fact check and then just ignore the story. So yeah, we can do this all day long.
Yeah.
At least Stormy Daniels wasn't underage and Trump's daughter. Let's just, you want to do it? All right, here, let's go. Let's go.
Welcome to America.
Great American dysfunction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, poor Jonathan Turley, still trying to find a crime. He went on and on. I mean, it's this is amazing, okay?
It's like an episode of Where's Waldo?
And it's not just, you know, right-wing news, Fox News. New York Times has admitted there doesn't appear to be a crime. So has the CNN legal commentator. And they don't care. Here's Turley.
Without ever making the basis for a case. So the judge is going to have this motion for a directed verdict. And I think any judge in good faith would grant that motion. If he sends this to the jury, he is sending a case to a jury where no crime has been stated, and even core factual issues remain very much in doubt.
Just like Venezuela, y'all.
Yeah.
I'll explain what he's talking about there. This is actually going to be interesting to watch. Coming up next, stick around.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Unbelievable. We are watching something we have never seen before in America. We are watching a trial where proving a crime is optional. Is optional. Now, normally, if you don't prove the crime, but they haven't even said what the crime is. They charged him under the misdemeanor statute, right? But it's 32 felonies. Why? In order to get that 32 felony enhancement, they would have to show he is covering up a crime by improperly entering a business accounting entry in his own books, okay? Otherwise, it's just a misdemeanor. It's nothing. So they said, okay, 32 felonies. Yeah, he was covering up a crime. What crime? I mean, to get the 32 felony enhancement, you got to have crime. They didn't say. Wait. They didn't give you a statute number? No, they didn't say. We've never seen this before. If this works, we will be in a place in America that we've never been before. And that's really saying something. Here's Laura Ingraham, who is now a host at Fox, but she started off clerking for the Supreme Court and working as a young attorney in the 1990s, a few blocks from where this trial's being held. She really captures this. Just this situation and the absurdity of it.
Sitting in that courtroom today, I kept saying to myself, as a young attorney, like in the 90s, in my wildest imagination, I never would have thought I've been sitting a few blocks from the federal courthouse where I was clerking at a trial of the leading candidate for the Republican Party in a case where they don't specify the crime. In my million years, I never thought I would see this.
As appalling as it is, if you love politics and you love following politics, this is historic. This is an amazing time that we live in, and we've never seen anything like it. And
no,
I think you're
no,
right.
We
I think Monica's right. I think people see through it. I think that they recognize that this is not so much an attack on Donald Trump, though it is. This is an attack on our judicial system,
yep.
on our most treasured guarantees of justice in this country, because they're trying to turn the judicial system into a political cudgel to stop an opponent that they're terrified of facing.
And that is exactly what Maduro is doing in Venezuela, making the same dang arguments. I've never seen anything like it. He is copying exactly the Democrats' law strategy right now. Okay, so Jonathan Turley, liberal law professor, and everybody else talking about a directed verdict right now. When you don't prove your case, when you do not specify a crime, it is incumbent upon the judge to issue a directed verdict, basically to throw a grenade into the whole thing and say you're done here.
Without ever making the basis for a case. So the judge is going to have this motion for a directed verdict. And I think any judge in good faith would grant that motion. If he sends this to the jury, he is sending a case to a jury where no crime has been stated, and even core factual issues remain very much in doubt.
This is a popularity contest vote. That's all this is. And Turley still, I mean, just to watch his body language, I've been watching him for so long in this interview, it's just awe. Perverted awe.
I still cannot figure out not only what the crime was that brought to life this dead misdemeanor, I can't figure out what the government's arguing as to how this should have been denoted. If it wasn't a legal expense, what's the notation some accountant should have put in a ledger? None of us know, because they just have shrugged. And that's what this case is. It's a shrug. And they expect the judge to do the same.
Okay. Now you understand, and now I understand, because I was a little confused, okay? Because Judge Juan Merchan is a good Democrat. He donated to Democrats, right? So, I mean, normally someone like that knows what to do, right? Throw the trial. They all work together. They're not like us. They have no ethics or morals of any kind, right? Why do they need to pay his little girl $15 million? By the way, makes him serving as the judge a violation of New York law. He's actually a bigger criminal than Trump, because Trump's not a criminal at all. You can actually name the law he's breaking. I don't understand it. Why would you need to pay his daughter so much? She's only 30. She's very young. She didn't have a line on her face. Yet somehow she is qualified to be the president of a company handling $93 million in Democrat advertising revenue, making money off her dad's case, for which her company was paid $15 million. So she raised $93 million from the Democrat for the Democrats, allegedly. And her company was paid $15 million. She's president of the company. I didn't understand. Why would you need to pay off this family? I mean, they're good Democrats, right? I mean, they do what they need to. I didn't understand until I saw the case. And now seeing the case, yeah, you would need to pay her off $15 million. Now, I don't know how much of the $15 million she personally pocketed. Could have been all. Could have been $5 million. We don't know what she was paid. But we know that the company she's president of only has two clients. One is the Democrat National Senatorial Committee, and the other one is Adam Schiff. She raised $93 million for them off lawfare and pocketed $15 million. The company did. And so watching this, because I was very confused about why would you need to pay him that much? He's just going to be the judge in the case. Oh, okay. Now I get it. This guy has to send the keys to the jury in which the crime was never delineated. He is beclowning himself. That's why they had to pay off his little girl. And that's why he had to gag Trump and specifically say, you can't mention my daughter, because if Trump mentions the daughter, then we'll know what law Juan Merchan is breaking. The one that says your family cannot have an interest in the case before you. That is the outrage. Folks, there is nothing Maduro is doing right now to his opponent, the dictator of Venezuela, that is anything different than what the Democrats are doing right now to Trump. Maduro is copying them. He's a couple weeks to a few months behind them, because this woman is very popular. And he has said she's illegitimate, had lower courts throw her off the ballot, Wait, isn't that what they did to Trump? Yep, that's exactly what they did to Trump. He is copying them. This is absurd. And in the capitals of what is left of the Western world, behind closed doors, jaws are hanging open. Because they see this. Their intel agencies are saying the same thing I am right now. But there's something good going on. Finally, we've had a 10 GOP high-ranking or highly visible members of Congress have actually shown up. So Trump doesn't have to be alone anymore. I actually called for that on Twitter. It went viral, and then other people picked it up. I don't know if I had anything to do with it, but I've been screaming about this, as you know, for months. Wait, actually years, 15 months. And folks, I'm convinced a lot of this happened because the Democrats watch us. They watch us closely. And when they indicted Trump for the first time 15 months ago, not a damn thing. The Democrats would have started with a press conference and ended with burning down every building around that courthouse for block after block. You don't think they burned it down? Go look up Wisconsin Summer of Love. They burned destroyed square miles worth of businesses, square mile blocks worth of businesses. $2 billion worth of damage was the final total, according to the insurance industry. The most damage done in a conflict on U.S. soil since the Civil War. There would not be a business building standing. Or maybe if it was brick, it'd just be a charred rubble. And that would have come after the press conference that we finally had this week, 15 months later. This is why we lose. This is why we lose. But the good news is the public pressure got to the point where Mike Johnson had to show up. And let me tell you what, he wasn't gonna. You know how I know? He went to New York, to Columbia University 2 weeks ago to mumble something about Hamas bad after giving them $9 billion. I didn't follow that, but whatever. Because he knew he'd just funded Hamas. He felt bad. He's got a conscience. He's a Christian. And he went there to try to cover it up and never stopped by the courthouse. Never said a word in Trump's defense. Never wandered over to the courts. And I screamed bloody murder over it. People online started to, too. You can't go to New York. You're going to ignore the Trump trial. You don't think the Democrats see that? You don't think they're going to put us in prison because they see that? Every close Senate race is going to have an indictment for the Republican if y'all don't speak up. It doesn't even matter if you like or hate Trump. It doesn't matter. This is about survival. This is about being able to run a campaign and stay out of a prison cell if you're popular. This is it. This is the final test. And finally, 15 months later, they're like, oh, that lawfare. Yeah, that. Hey, I think I'll stay outside the court. So we've had a whopping 10 show up so far. And the Democrats are responding to that. That scares them more than anything. I'll show you how coming up. The one thing the media was terrified of is happening right now. The thing I've begged for 15 months, if you've listened to me. Someone, anyone in the Republican Party to stand up against this lawfare. Anyone. This is why, look, they watched carefully when they indicted him in the first case and when there was no, our side didn't even bother to hold a press conference in his defense. Had to defend himself entirely. While these rubes all begged for his endorsement, but left him standing alone again and again and again and again after these were outside these courtrooms. And they went, we can do this. In fact, I know they're blown away by the fact, and I've pointed this out many times, Mitch McConnell, our leader in the Senate, has never condemned this ever. Ever. Not one time. It's a long history of that. He never condemned Russia collusion either. So they knew Mitch was good. They knew Mitch, they could do whatever, put whoever in prison, Mitch would be fine, just send the Chinese money to my father-in-law, please, and he'll collect the checks. That's how Mitch works. And the Chinese run cocaine on his ships. That's why they call him Cocaine Mitch. Anyway, the ships they gave him as part of the shipping business they gave him. He went from being an upper middle class, regular kind of guy to a network of worth of $200 million. He's in the Chinese shipping business. Do you know that? Yeah, that's how Mitch McConnell works. So they got him bought off, right? So they figured, hey, you know, they got the whole thing handled and they're going to go ahead and establish something important that anybody in the Republican Party who is leading in the polls will be indicted. This has been going on for 15 months. This is why you got case 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. Why? Because Donald, look, in America, we know if you're that criminal, you're indicted, you're guilty, what are you going to say? I didn't do it, man. I didn't do nothing. Nothing. I did nothing. He needs credible people to stand up there and say, this is lawfare. Okay? He needed that. He needed that 10 months ago and 12 months ago, and he didn't get it. And so every time one of these cases would break, he'd get arrested, mugshotted. I would do what? I'd go check our senators, Tim Scott. I'd check Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham does occasionally mumble stuff on Fox News about lawfare. Remarkably, Tim Scott had a perfectly unblemished record of saying nothing, almost as good as Mitch McConnell's. It wasn't only until last 2 weeks he suddenly discovered lawfare. He wants to be vice president, that's why. This is why we lose. But it puts all of us in mortal peril of ending up on the inside of a prison cell for the crime of running against them. But finally, to his credit, yesterday, Mike Johnson showed up. Now, he was in New York 2 weeks ago. He could have done this, but he didn't. He slipped into town to trash the protesters at Columbia and slipped back out of town. Not this time, though. Not this time. He said, to his credit, what needed to be said. The American people need to hear this from the Republican leadership, okay? And not just 10. It's only been 10 now. There needs to be a bank of them standing there. Folks, if we were trying Chuck Schumer, if we were trying Joe Biden right now, they would be standing behind him every single day, every leading light, every luminary, every single governor of every state. They'd be there every dang day because that's how they fight. They fight to their last breath. And that's just them getting started. But finally, this to have the guy with the Speaker of the House title there yesterday was a big deal. And it freaked the media the heck out. They freaked out when he did this.
I'm an attorney. I'm a former litigator myself. I am disgusted by what is happening here, what is being done here to our entire system of justice overall. The people are losing faith
right now
in this country, in our institutions. They're losing faith in our system of justice. And the reason for that is because they see it being abused as it is being done here in New York. The facts here are very important. Facts are always important in a trial, or at least they're supposed to be. The president's actions in this matter were previously reviewed and no charges were filed. Why is that? Because there's no crime here. Now, 8 years later, suddenly they've resurrected this thing. They brought it back. And why is that? Well, just apply common sense. Everyone can see. It's painfully obvious that we are now 6 months out from an election day. And that's the reason. That is the reason why they brought these charges here and across the country.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Did Kevin McCarthy ever do that? Nope. Not the whole time he was speaker. And that is why they piled case after case after case on Trump. So the freakout has begun. The freakout's good, okay? They're not outraged that no crime has been named, much less delineated by the defense. No, no. AP, this is what their freakout looks like. Headline, Speaker Mike Johnson assails Trump's felony trial in remarkable visit outside courthouse. It was a remarkable moment, the liars at AP write. In modern American politics, the House Speaker amplifying Trump's defense and turning the Republican Party against the federal and state legal systems that are foundational to the U.S. government, the cornerstone of democracy. So they're raising the alarm. Why? They are scared. They are scared because their destruction of our court system is now being called out for the first time. They didn't think that they'd see this. They thought, well, we'll just stick the FBI on whoever says something and ruin them. The people who've stood out there, to their credit, this takes a tremendous amount of courage because every one of them is going to get wrecked by the FBI. They are. Six ways to Sunday to get back at you. But this is the minute they really didn't want the American people to hear, because this is shocking if you don't get real news and you stumble across it.
What we've got here is a partisan Democrat district attorney. We have a Biden donor judge, and we have an assistant DA who was recently a top official at the Department of Justice, Biden's DOJ, and recently received over $10,000 in payments from the Democratic National Committee. The star witness here is Michael Cohen. I just listened to a few moments of his testimony this morning, and it is consistent with what he's already done. This is a man who is clearly on a mission for personal revenge and who is widely known as a witness who has trouble with the truth. He is someone who has a history of perjury and is well known for it. No one should believe a word he says today.
Thank you.
He lied to Congress. He lied to the IRS. He lied to federal election officials. Even Cohen's own lawyer testified to a grand jury that he is not reliable. So there's nothing that he presents here that should be given any weight at all by a jury, and certainly not this judge.
And that right there is why they had to pay Merchant's little girl $15 million, the Democrats did. He's got to clown himself today by pretending this is a real trial. If you're going to wreck yourself, I mean, that's worth $5, $10 million. I mean, I see it in our corrupt country. Now, think about this for a minute, okay, real quick. Associated Press outraged this morning that Mike Johnson would dare to meddle in their lawfare. Never mind, you remember, that it is illegal to protest outside a Supreme Court justice's house. That is against federal law. And the Democrats encouraged their thug mobs to go there, which resulted in not one, but two assassination attempts against a Supreme Court justice. And that wasn't meddling, man. That was just justice. It was also lawbreaking, but they don't care. So Democrats can inspire an assassination attempt, and it's no big deal. No meddling. Mike Johnson opens his mouth to speak the truth about what is going on, and it's the end of the republic as we know it, according to them. See the problem here? But look, the fact they're screaming like stuck pigs is good because they know how bad this looks. Trump saying, I'm not guilty, I didn't do it, that doesn't scare them. This does. And it needs to continue. We need more than 10. We need 15, 20, 25, 30. We need them to stand there in front of that courthouse and say what Trump is not allowed to because he's gagged, which drives him crazy. They cannot have the truth out there. They cannot have people understanding there's a reason the Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro is copying their lawfare strategy in his current race right now. Whatever they do, he does. It's a bad look. Six weeks ago, the FBI announced it would resume censorship online. What does that mean? True things that the Uniparty doesn't want you to know will be censored. I've read every page of the Twitter files, which document the FBI's censorship. I've read every page of the lawsuit currently before the Supreme Court about the FBI's censorship. And every instance of their censorship on every topic has one thing in common. Everything they censored, without exception, was true. They do not actually censor false things. They only censor true things. So I told you a truth, apparently, yesterday that you aren't allowed to know. We'll get into that later in the show. But for those of you who watched the show on YouTube, that's gone now. I'm not allowed to live stream there. In the 6 weeks that the FBI has been back at it, they have taken the live stream of this show down off Facebook. It's gone off my Facebook page. Won't load. No explanation. Instagram went next, and now it's YouTube. So I apologize. If you would like to watch the show, you still can, for now, on Rumble, and you could watch it on Twitter, where we live stream right there. So Tara Servatius is my account for now. So I had 5 live stream locations, thanks to the FBI and the censors, I'm down to 2. But you know what that means? I'm giving you the truth. They wouldn't trifle me if I wasn't. Wouldn't trifle with me, I should say, if I wasn't. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.